اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين. ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين أرواحنا له فداء. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ولو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First and foremost, I'd like to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us this blessed opportunity to once again to have the blessings of this month of Ramadan. This month, which is in the language of Ahlul Bayt alayhim afdhalus salatu wassalam, Shahru Siyam wa Shahru al-Qur'an, the month of fasting and the month of the Qur'an. Is a month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed the Qur'an to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Therefore, one of the best of actions, the best of things that we can do in this month is to read the Qur'an and study the Qur'an, to learn the Qur'an. As the Prophet says in generally, he says, وَتَعَلَّمُ الْقُرْآنِ. He says, learn the Qur'an. And in the same hadith, he gives specific recommendations. He says, تَعَلَّمُ الْقُرْآنِ وَتَعَلَّمُ غَرَائِبَهُ وَغَرَائِبُهُ فَرَائِذُهُ وَحُدُودُهُ. So learn the Qur'an, and particularly learn those things which are unfamiliar about the Qur'an. And he defines those things which are unfamiliar about the Qur'an, or at least in his time. And perhaps for some of us today, it may be unfamiliar as well. He says, those things which were unfamiliar, وَفَرَائِذُهُ وَحُدُودُهُ, the decrees of the Qur'an, and the injunctions of the Qur'an. And he says, فَإِنَّ الْقُرْآنَ نَزَلَ عَلَى خَمْسَةِ وَجُوهٍ حلال وحرام ومحكم ومتشابه وأمثال. He says, for the Quran has been revealed in five facets, or with five aspects about it. That which is halal, which is permissible, that which is haram or prohibited, that which is muhkam, meaning that there's no doubt in it, that which is certain, meaning it's very clear. The verse is very clear. Or that which is mutashabih, that verse which may not be as evident and clear for those who are not thoroughly familiar with the Qur'an, such as the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhim afdhalu salatu wasalam. And the fifth aspect of the Qur'an, he says, amthal, parables. And with regards to these five aspects of the Qur'an, the Prophet, he says, فَأْمَلُوا بِالْحَلَالِ وَدَعُوا الْحَرَامِ وَأْمَلُوا بِالْمُحْكَمِ وَدَعُوا الْمُتَشَابِهِ وَاعْتَبِرُوا بِالْأَمْثَالِ. Act based upon that which is halal and abstain from that which is haram, which is prohibited. Act upon that which is clear and evident for you, and that which is unclear for you, he says, then you abstain from it. Of course, in other hadith, what he says with regards to the mutashabit, those things which are not clear, fas'alu ahla dhikr, ask those who know. And with regards to the parables, then the Prophet, he states, he says, وَاَعْتَبِرُوا بِالْأَمْثَالِ. Take a lesson from the parables. And that's exactly what a parable is. It is a short story or an example that has been cited in order to deliver a moral story, or in order to also give a spiritual example. So the Prophet, he says, benefit from these examples. And according to many of the Arab linguists, they say that the parables, and there are different ways of creating parables, al-amthal, what they call in Arabic, at-tamthil, wa-tashbih, wa-l-istiara. So there are different ways of creating this, different ways of making this. But among the linguists, they say that the parables, or these forms of conveying messages, he says, this is the core of the language. That whenever you want to convey a meaning of something, or you want to convey a message, the best manner of conveying that message or meaning is through a parable. And since our discussion is not a discussion of linguistics, we're not going to go into the details of the language as such, but rather we will speak about the Quran and the parables that are in the Quran, and particularly those parables which are very clear and evident for us. And those are cited in the Quran, for the most part, using the word مثل. مثلوا. مثلوا الذين كفروا. مثلوا الذين خلوا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he uses the word مثل, or at times he uses the word الأمثال, as we recited in the first chapter that we began our speech with, and that was chapter 51, which is Surah Al-Hashr, chapter 59, Surah Al-Hashr, verse 21, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he states that if this Quran had been descended upon the mountains, you will see that the mountains would tremble in fear, and it will crumble out of reverence for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the type of example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he cites and he presents to mankind, that perhaps they may think, perhaps they may reflect upon these examples. So we see that even in the language of the Quran, that the purpose of these amthal, or these parables, are for reflecting and thinking. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions in the Quran, with regards to these amthal, he mentions a few other purposes. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put these parables in the Quran? In some cases, he states that in order for man to gain knowledge, that no one reflects and thinks about these parables except that they learn. لَا يَعْقَلُهَا إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ. Except for those who know and those who are seeking knowledge. He gives us these parables so that we may remember and be reminded, again, of our fitrah and our nature. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ, as he says. In order to explain for us things. And we'll go through these verses, which I'm just mentioning snippets of them. But these parts of verses which I'm mentioning, they're directly related to various parables in the Quran. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he brings about parables in order to bring a final proof against those who doubt in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who doubt in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wisdom, his strength, his creation. And in one of the verses he states, أُنظُرَ كَيْفَ ضَرَبُوا لَكَ الْأَمْثَالِ فَضَلُّوا. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he brings a story, and he says, those who disbelieve, that they are also bringing parables and they're bringing stories. He says, but they are misguided. And this is also why in another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, لَا تَضْرِبُوا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْثَالِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ. Do not bring examples and parables for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to teach Allah. For surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who knows. He is the one who is all-knowing. And I pray that based on the recommendation of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we learn the Quran, and particularly we take lessons from these parables over these courses of speeches during the month of Ramadan, and by doing so that we will gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa as'alullah at-tawfiq li wa lakum wa akhir da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Allahumma salli.